啊，今天的题目是天国的意义。
Today's title is the meaning of the kingdom of heaven.
啊，马可福音第四章第二十六节到二十九节。
It is from Mark 4:26-29.
啊，请我们打开圣经，马可福音第四章第二十六节到二十九节。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 4 verses 26-29.
啊，这是主耶稣所说的一个比喻。
This is a parable that Jesus told.
耶稣说，神的国如同人把种撒在地上，黑夜睡觉，白日起来，这种就发芽见长。那人却不晓得如何这样。地生五谷是出于自然的，先发苗。后长穗，再后穗上结成饱满的籽粒，谷季熟了，就用镰刀去割，因为收成的时候到了。
And he was saying, the kingdom of God is like a man who casts seeds upon the soil, and he goes to bed at night and gets up by day, and the seed sprouts and grows how he himself does not know.The soil produces crops by itself, first the blade, then the head, then the mature grain in the head. But when the crop permits, he immediately puts in the sickle because the harvest has come.
那么当主耶稣出来传讲这个天国的福音的时候，
When Jesus came out to preach about the kingdom of heaven,
他的中心信息就是天国或者神的国。
His main theme is that the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God.
那么天国跟神的国这个名词经常出现在新约圣经里面。
Kingdom of heaven and kingdom of God often appears in the gospel.
啊，特别是这个对观福音书里面。
Especially the synoptic gospels.
所谓对观就是马太、马可、路加福音。
The synoptic gospel refers to Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
那么只有马太使用这个天国这个名词。
And it's only in the book of Matthew that speaks of the kingdom of heaven.
那么其他新约圣经的作者都使用神的国。
All the other authors uses the kingdom of God.
所以在马太福音里面，天国这个名词出现了20次。
So in the book of Matthew, the kingdom of heaven appears 20 times.
而神的国只有四次。
And kingdom of God only appears 4 times.
那么神的国这个名词在马可福音一共出现了14次。
And the term kingdom of God appears in the book of Mark 14 times.
而路加福音出现了32次。
And in the book of Luke, 32 times.
那么至于约翰福音。
And as for John,
那么神的国这个名词只出现了两次。
Kingdom of God only appears twice.
那么除了这四福音书
，And besides the four Gospels，
使徒行传的作者路加在使徒行传里面一共提到六次提到神的国。
And the author of the book of Acts, which is Luke, says the kingdom of God six times in the book of Acts.
那么在保罗的书信里面。
And the epistles of Paul.
那么神的国一共出现了八次。
Kingdom of God appears eight times.
那么最后在新约圣经里面的启示录，神的国出现了两次。
And finally, in the last book of the New Testament, in Revelation, Kingdom of God appears twice.
那么神的国这个观念在旧约圣经里面没有这么明显。
The concept of Kingdom of God in the Old Testament is not as clear.
那么只有几个地方提到神的国。
There's only a few places that mention the kingdom of God.
那比如说在但以理书第二章第44节。
For example, in Daniel chapter 2 verse 44.
当那列王在位的时候，天上的神必另一国永不败坏，也不归别国的人，却要打碎灭绝那一切的国，这国必存到永远。
In the days of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which will never be destroyed, and that kingdom will not be left for another people. It will crush and put an end to all these kingdoms, but it will itself endure forever.
那么除了这节经文，但以理也在但以理书也在七章十三节到十四节提到这个神的国。
And besides this verse, Daniel also mentions the kingdom of God in Daniel 7:13-14.
我在夜间的异象中观看，只有一位像人子的，驾着天云而来，被领到亘古常在者面前，得了权柄、荣耀、国度，使各方、各国、各族的人都侍奉他。他的权柄是永远的，不能废去，他的国必不败坏。
I kept looking in the night vision, and behold, with the clouds of heaven, one like a son of man was coming, and he came up to the Ancient of Days, and was presented before him, and to him was given dominion, glory, and a kingdom, that all the peoples, nations, and men of every language might serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which will not pass away, and his kingdom is one which will not be destroyed.
然后不单但以理这么说，尼布加尼撒王在但以理书第四章第三节也这么说。
And not only Daniel, but the king Nebuchadnezzar also speaks in Daniel 4:3.
他的神迹何其大，他的旗帜何其盛，他的国是永远的，他的权柄存到万代。
How great are his signs and how mighty are his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom and his dominion is from generation to generation.
那么除此之外，诗人在诗篇103篇第19节这么说。
And besides this, a psalmist in Psalm 103:19 says,
耶和华在天上立定宝座，他的权柄原文是翻译成国的意思，总管万有。
The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his sovereignty rules over all.
我除了但以理诗篇啊，旧约先知书也提到神的国。
Besides Daniel and the Psalms, the prophets in the Old Testament also speaks of the kingdom of God.
也就是在俄巴底亚书第一章第二十几节这么说。
And Obadiah 1:21 it says,
必有拯救者到上到锡安山。审判以扫山，国度就归耶和华了。
The deliverers will ascend Mount Zion to judge the mountain of Esau, and the kingdom will be the Lord's.
什么是天国或者神的国？
What is the kingdom of heaven or kingdom of God?
我天国跟神的国啊，跟神的救恩和审判有什么关系？
And what's the relation of kingdom of heaven, kingdom of God?God's salvation.
让我们来看主耶稣在马可福音第四章第二十六节到二十八节所说的这个比喻。
Let's look at the parable from Mark 4:26-29.
那么根据这段经文的记载
，According to this verse，
其实圣经里面有一天说这个国完完全全的会实现。
And the Bible tells us that one day this kingdom will appear.
那么当主耶稣再来的时候，神要在地上设立一个永恒的国度。
And when Jesus comes again, he's going to establish eternal kingdom.
也就是在启示录十一章第十五节这里讲到。
And Revelation chapter 11 verse 15 it says,
第七位天使吹号，天上就有大声音说，世上的国成了我主和主基督的国，他要做王，直到永永远远。
Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven, saying, The kingdom of the world has come, the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever.
所以我们已经看了这个新约跟旧约的经文。
So we saw the passages from the Old Testament and the New Testament.
所以什么是天国还有这个神的国？
So what is the kingdom of heaven and kingdom of God?
什么天国跟神的国跟神的救恩计划还有他的审判有什么关系？
And what's the relationship between kingdom of heaven, kingdom of God, his plan for salvation and his judgment?
所以现在让我们来看耶稣所说的比喻。
And so let's look at what Jesus says.
所以耶稣说，神的国如同人把种撒在地上，黑夜睡觉，白日起来，这种就发芽见长。那人却不晓得如何这样。
And He was saying, the kingdom of God is like a man who casts seeds upon the soil, and he goes to bed at night and gets up by day, and the seed sprouts and grows, how he himself does not know.
那么地生五谷是出于自然的，先发苗，后长穗，再后穗上结成饱满的籽粒。
The soil produces crops by itself. First the blade, then the head, then the mature grain in the head.
那么主耶稣在这里以这个沙种和这个种子发芽成长的过程来描述到这个天国。
So Jesus used the comparison of casting seeds and the growth of the seed to compare it to the kingdom of God.
那么当这个种子撒在土地上的时候，
When the seeds are casting up on the soil,
那么撒种的人就等待这个种子发芽。
The person who casts the seed awaits for the growth of the seed.
那么种子的发芽必须要有充分的水分，还有这个好的泥土。
For the seed to sprout, there must be enough water and nutrient in the soil.
那么种子发芽之后，这个苗就长出来。
And then after it sprouts, it begins to grow.
然后渐渐的成长。
And it continues to grow.
那么种子发芽，还有苗的成长，长这个穗，最后结成这个籽粒，可以说是一个神迹。
So when it first blade and then has its head and then eventually matures, it's as though it is a miracle.
也是一个奥秘。
It's a mystery.
我去年我在我家后院那边种了一些瓜。
Last year I planted some melons in the back.
那么四月中的时候，我就把这个种子撒在这个泥土上。
In April I cast the seed upon the soil.
我每天浇水一次。
Every day I will water it once.
那么过了大约一个星期。
After about a week.
那么就看到这个种子发芽。
I saw the seed begin to sprout.
那么之后这个苗就从泥土里面长出来。
And the sprout begins to grow out of the soil.
那么过了几天，我就看到这个叶子从泥土里面长出来。
And after a few days, I saw the leaves begin to grow.
那么再过几个星期，我看到这个王室的花朵啊也长出来。
And after a few weeks, I saw yellow flowers growing.
那么叶子跟花朵越长越大。
And the flower and the leaves became bigger and bigger.
那么一天比一天多。
Every day there's more and more.
一天比一天大。
And every day it becomes bigger.
那么隔天早上跟昨天晚上都不同。
So the morning and the previous evening, there's a change.
然后晚上我去睡觉的时候。
And at night before I go to bed.
我早上起来，我看到这个苗跟叶子跟昨天有所不同。
Then the next morning I see that there's change.
那么最后我看到那个瓜长出来。
And finally I see the melon growing.
那么瓜渐渐的长大成熟，直到它收成的时候。
And it grows until it's harvest time.
所以这个撒种的人把这个种子撒在泥土上。
So the person who casts seeds upon the soil.
那么接着浇水和施肥。
He waters it and he fertilizes it.
那么种子渐渐的长起来。
The seed begins to grow.
撒种的人可以做到的。
What the person who casts seed can do.
啊，只有把这个种子撒在泥土上。
It simply put the seeds in the soil.
然后他施肥，他浇水，还有清除这些野草。
He waters the plant and also he weeds the field.
那么种子发芽成长不在他掌控之下。
The sprouting and the growth of the seed is not under his control.
我就好像这段经文这么说。
And just as this passage says,
人把种撒在地上，黑夜睡觉，白夜起来，这种就发芽见长，那人却不晓得如何滋养。
A man who casts seed upon the soil and he goes to bed at night and gets up by day, and the seed sprouts and grows, how he himself does not know.
所以撒种的人晚上他去睡觉。
So the person who casts the seed goes to bed at night.
那么早上起来的时候，发现到这个种子发芽了。
When he gets up in the morning, he sees that the seed has sprouted.
那么但是他不知道为什么这个种子会发芽。
But he does not know why the seed sprouts.
人不能够完全理解在大自然所发生的事情。
Man cannot completely understand all that happens in nature.
那么在传道书第十一章第五节提醒我们神 所做的。
And Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 5, it reminds me of the things that God does.
人不能够每次都能够明白。
We cannot understand everything.
在传道书第十一章第五节。
In Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 5.
风从何到来，骨头在怀孕妇人的胎中如何成长成。你尚且不得知道，这样行万事之神的作为。你更不得知道。
Just as you do not know the path of the wind and how bones are formed in the womb of the pregnant woman, so you do not know the activity of God who makes all things.
摩西的很多事情人没有办法知道。
Yes, many things men does not know.
神的作为人更不能够知道。
And God's working men obviously cannot know.
其实人知道的非常有限。
Actually, what man knows is very limited.
因为在这个宇宙里面，人只不过是一个很渺小的一个创造物。
Because within the whole universe, man is a very, very small creation.
不算的什么。
We're not that worth that much.
摩西翰福音第三章谈到主耶稣跟这个尼哥底母的对话。
In John chapter 3, it records Jesus' conversation with Nicodemus.
主耶稣告诉尼哥底母说。
Jesus tells Nicodemus,
人必须要重生才能够进神的国。
Do not be amazed, I said to you.
人必须要重生才能够进神的国。
Man must be born again in order to enter the kingdom of God.
那么主耶稣还说，如果人不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能够进神的国。
If a person is not born of the water and the spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
但是尼哥底母不能够明白耶稣所说的。
But Nicodemus could not understand what Jesus said.
所以主耶稣在约翰福音第三章第七节到第九节再次的这么说。
So Jesus in John chapter 3 verse 7 to 9 repeats.
主耶稣说，你们必须重生，你不要以为稀奇。
Do not be amazed, I said to you, you must be born again.
风随着意思吹，你听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的也是如此。
The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but do not know where it comes and where it is going. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit.
尼哥底母问他说，怎么有这事呢？
Nicodemus said to him, How can these things be?
所以在马可福音第四章第二十八节说。
So in Mark 4:28 it says,
地生五谷是出于自然的，先发苗后长穗，再后穗上结成饱满的籽粒。
The soil produces crop by itself, first a blade, then the head, then the mature grain in the head.
植物从泥土里面长出来是自然的。
Plants growing out of the soil is natural.
换句话说，是神使它长出来的。
In other words, God is the one who causes it to grow.
人没有办法使它长出来。
We cannot make it grow.
所以地生五谷是出于自然的。
So the soil produces crops by itself.
所以这句经文说明说，种子掉在泥土里面生出来是自然的。
So, this tells us that when the seed falls into the soil and it sprouts, it's natural.
或者说是神使它长出来的。
Or God is the one who causes it to grow.
就好像《使徒行传》第十二章第十节这里记载说。
Just in, like in Acts chapter 12 verse 10, it's recorded.
过了第一层和第二层的监牢，就来到临街的铁门，那门自己开了。
When they had passed the first and second guard, they came to the iron gate that leads into the city, which opened for them by itself.
他们出来走过一条街，天使便离开他去了。
And they went out and went along one street, and immediately the angel departed from him.
所以当天使把彼得从这个监牢领出来的时候。
So when the angel led Peter out of the jail,
那门自己开了。
The gate opened by itself.
换句话说，这个门自动开了。
It was, the gate automatically opened.
所以地生，或者是说神使它开的。
So we can see that God is one who caused it to open.
所以地生五谷，圣经说是自然的。
So the Bible tells us that soil produces crop by itself.
或者是说自动的。
It's automatic.
因为神使它生长出来。
Because God caused it to grow.
人所能做的非常有限。
What man can do is very limited.
但是神是却无所不能。
But God is almighty.
那么种子发芽、长穗和种子借籽粒是自然的。
So the seed sprouts and grows is natural.
是神的作为。
It is the workings of God.
那么同样的，神的国度成长是神的作为。
Likewise, the growth of the kingdom of God is God's working.
所以保罗在这个哥林多前书第三章第六节到第七节这么说。
So Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 6 and 7 says,
那我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了，唯有神叫他生长。
I planted, Apollos watered, but God was causing the growth.
那么可见栽种的算不得什么，浇灌的也算不得什么，只在那叫他生长的神。
So then, neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but God who causes the growth.
我们中国教会的成长在过去几十年里面，历史里面是不曾见过的。
And the growth of the church in China is, in the recent years, is amazing.
我们自从中国在1979年开放以来，
Ever since China opened its door in 1979,
那么教会就一直开始的成长。
The church continued to grow.
那么有一天中国的教会，我是指这个福音派的教会，将会成为世界最大的基督教群体。
And one day, the church in China or the evangelical churches in China will be the largest in the world.
那么超过美国。
Greater than, America.
那么这个是过去二十年被公认的。
And this was acknowledged in the past 20 years.
目前在中国，有些人估计说基督徒有7000万。
Some people estimate that there's 70 million people in China who are Christians.
那么有些比较保守的估计说有10000万。
And some estimate about 100 million.
其实我在去做一些研究说，我看到有些说150 million。
And there's even some that says 150 million.
那么但是我们不要忘记在1949年的时候。
But let us not forget in 1949.
那么当共产党执政中国的时候。
When, communists came and took over.
那么基督徒只有100万。
There was only 1 million, Christians in China.
所以当中国被开放的时候。
So when, China opened up.
那么中国的政府没有想到教会会成长到这个地步。
The government could not imagine that the church would grow to this point.
那么神的国度的成长是能不能够去想象的。
So the growth of the kingdom of God is something that man cannot imagine.
那么就好像主耶稣说的比喻。
Just as a parable that Jesus says.
他说神的国如同人把种子撒在地上，黑夜睡觉，白日起来，这种就发芽见长，那人却不晓得如何滋养。
The kingdom of God is like a man who casts seed upon the soil, and he goes to bed at night and gets up by day, and the seed sprouts and grows, how he himself does not know.
我们地生五谷是出于自然的，先发苗后长穗，再后穗上结成饱粒，饱满的籽粒。
The soil produces crops by itself, first the blade, then the head, then the mature grain in the head.
我种子从这个泥土长发芽成长是自然的。
And so the seed sprouting and growing is natural.
是神的作为。
It is the workings of God.
那么同样的，神的国度成长是神的作为。
Likewise, the growth of the kingdom of God is God's working.
所以撒种的人把这个种子撒在泥土上。
So the person who casts seeds, casts the seeds upon the soil.
然后之后这个种子就从泥土里面发芽成长。
And later the, seed sprouts and grows.
我们在这个穗上结出饱满的籽粒。
And, it's full of harvest.
然后等着收割。
And it waits for the person to come and harvest it.
所以第四章第29节说 谷季熟了，就用镰刀去割，因为收成的时候到了。
So in chapter 4, verse 29, it says, But when the crop permits, he immediately puts in the sickle because the harvest has come.
所以这个谷熟了，必须要去收割。
So when the harvest is finished, it must be harvested.
因为收成的时候已经到了。
So it's time for harvest.
我在这个水利工程局工作的时候
When I used to work in the irrigation department,
我经常有机会看到这个稻田的收成
I often had the opportunity to see the gathering of harvest.
所以收成的时候我看到一大片金黄色的稻田等待做收割
During the time of harvest, I see the golden field that's ready for harvest.
那么因着这个科技的进步
And because of the advancement in science
那么当时的稻田都是用机械来收割
At that point, all the fields were harvested by machines
但是在早期的时候
But in the early days
农夫是用这个镰刀来收割这个稻田
Farmers would use sickles to harvest the field
我的母亲是出生在一个种稻的一个家庭。
My mother was born into a family that was farmers.
所以每次过年过节的时候，我都有机会到我外婆家去。
So every time during holidays, I get a chance to go visit my grandmother.
我们在那里，我看到农夫以这个镰刀来收割这个稻田。
And there I saw farmers using a sickle to harvest.
所以当这个谷成熟之后，农夫就用这个镰刀来收割。
So when the grains are mature, the farmers will use sickles to harvest the grains.
所以主耶稣所说的这个比喻，镰刀有它的意义。
So the parable from Jesus, sickle has this meaning.
很可能这个马可写这个比喻的时候，他是引用这个耶尔记三章第十三节。
Perhaps when Mark wrote his gospel, he used Joel 3:13.
啊，这节经文说。开镰吧，因为庄稼熟了。
Here it says, "Put in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe."
我们在这里先知耶俄所说的预言它是指这个最终审判的到来。
And Joel's prophecy is referring to dealing with sin.
因为使徒约翰在这个启示录十四章第十四节到二十节也这么说。
Because Apostle John in Revelation 14:14-20 also says,
我又观看见有一片白云，云上坐着一位好像人子，头上戴着金冠冕，手里拿着快镰刀。
Then I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and sitting on the cloud was one like a son of man, having a golden crown on his head and a sharp sickle in his hand.
然后又有一位天使从殿中出来，向那坐在营上的大声喊出说：“伸出你的镰刀来收割，因为收割的时候已经到了，地上的庄稼已经熟透了。”
Another angel came out of the temple, crying out with a loud voice to him who sat on the cloud, "Put in your sickle and reap, for the hour to reap has come, because the harvest of the earth is ripe."
那坐在营上的就把镰刀扔在地上，地上的庄稼就被收割了。又有一位天使从天上的殿中出来，他也拿着快镰刀。
Then he who sat on the cloud swung his sickle over the earth, and the earth was reaped. And another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven, and he also had a sharp sickle.
又有一位天使从祭坛中出来，只有权柄管火的向拿着快镰刀的火大声喊着说伸出快镰刀来收起地上的葡萄树的果子因为葡萄熟透了
Then another angel, the one who has power over fire, came out from the altar, and he called with a loud voice to him who had the sharp sickle, saying, Put in your sharp sickle and gather the clusters from the vine of the earth, because her grapes are ripe.
那天使就把镰刀扔在地上，收起了地上的葡萄，丢在神愤怒的大酒渣中。那酒渣踹在城外，就有酒从酒渣里流出来， 高到马的脚环，远有六百里。
So the angel swung his sickle into the earth and gathered the clusters from the vine of the earth and threw them into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden outside the city, and blood came out from the winepress up to the horse's bridle for a distance of 200 miles.
这段经文是描述到在大审判的日子的情况。
This passage describes what happens at the great judgment.
那么镰刀是象征这个神所要施行的审判。
And the sickle represents the judgment from God.
所以在马太福音第三章第二节，施洗约翰说。
So in Matthew chapter 3 verse 2, John the Baptist said,
他说天国已经了，你们应当悔改。
Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
那么后来主耶稣在马太福音也这么说。
Later, Jesus also says in Matthew 4:17,
他说天国已经了，你们应当悔改。
Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
我们在2000年前的时候，主耶稣道成肉身来到这个世界上。
And 2000 years ago, Jesus became flesh and came into the world.
他把这个天国带到这个人间。
He brought the kingdom of heaven to be among men.
就像好像这个种子被撒在这个泥土上一样。
Just as the seed is cast upon the soil.
那么天国有一个开始。
There's a beginning to the kingdom of heaven.
我们主耶稣所带来的天国在地上渐渐的成长。
And the kingdom that Jesus brought is beginning to grow.
我们直到它完完全全的实现。
Until the consummation of the kingdom of heaven.
我们主耶稣第一次来到这个世界的时候，他把这个天国带来这个人间。
When Jesus first came to earth, he brought the kingdom of heaven to be among men.
但是当他再来的时候，他将会把这个审判带来。
But when he comes again, he will bring his judgment.
我们使到这个天国完完全全的实现。
So it brings about the consummation of the kingdom of heaven.
那么在但以理书第二章记载了这个尼布加尼撒王所做的一个梦。
In Daniel chapter 2, it records a dream of King Nebuchadnezzar.
尼布加尼撒王梦见一个大象。
King Nebuchadnezzar dreamed of a great statue.
那么这个大象站在他的面前。
The statue was standing in front of him.
这个大象非常的高。
It was large.
那么形状非常的可怕。
Of extraordinary splendor.
并且有这个光有光在闪耀。
And its appearance was awesome.
这个大象它的头是用金做的。
The head of the statue was made of fine gold.
他的胸膛他的膀臂是 用这个银做的。
Its breast and its arms of silver.
那么他的肚腹还有他的腰是用铜做的。
Its belly and its thighs of bronze.
他的腿是用铁做的。
Its legs of iron.
然后他的脚是半铁半泥的。
Its feet partly of iron and partly of clay.
所以在但以理书第二章第45节但以理告诉王说。
So in Daniel 2:45, Daniel tells us,
你既看见非人手凿出来的一块石头从山而出，打碎金银铜铁泥。
And as much as you saw that a stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it crushed the iron, the bronze, the clay, the silver, and the gold.
我们这块石头将会把这个大象打倒。
And this stone will destroy the statue.
这块石头象征什么
？And what is represented by this stone？
这块石头是代表耶稣基督。
And this stone represents Jesus Christ。
那么当主耶稣再来的时候，他要把世上所有的国度都毁灭掉。
When Jesus comes again, he's going to destroy all the kingdoms of this earth。
那么结束了路加福音21章24节到26节所说的。
And it's as Luke chapter 21 verse 24 to 27 says,
你们要倒在刀下又被掳到各国去，耶路撒冷要被外邦人踏践，直到外邦人的日子满了，日夜星辰要显出异兆，地上那邦国也要困苦，因海中波浪的响声就慌慌不定。
And they will fall by the edge of the sword, and will be led captive into all the nations, and Jerusalem will be trampled underfoot by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. There will be signs in sun and moon and stars, and on the earth dismay among nations, in perplexity at the roaring of the sea and the waves.
然后天使都要震动，人想起那要临到世界的事，都吓得魂不附体。那时他们要看见人子有能力、有大荣耀驾云降临。Men
fainting from fear and the expectations of the things which are coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory.
当主耶稣再来的时候，他要把这个审判带到人间。
And when Jesus comes again, he's going to bring judgment among men.
那么圣经还说，当主耶稣还没有来的时候，福音要传到天，传遍天下。
And the Bible also tells us that before he comes, the gospel will be preached to the end of the world.
这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come.
当天国的福音传遍天下的时候，末日就会到来。
When the gospel of the kingdom of heaven is preached to the ends of the world, then the end will come.
那么在那时，天国将要完完全全的实现。
And at that point, there will be the consummation of the kingdom of heaven.
那么其实我想，天国的福音已经传到差不多天下了。
And I believe that the kingdom of heaven is preached almost to the ends of the world.
我想主耶稣来的日子将近了。
And the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ is close.
那么但以理在第二章第三十五节说。
And Daniel in chapter 2 verse 35 says,
打碎这像的石头变成一座大山充满天下。
The stone that struck the statue became a great mountain and filled the whole earth.
那么这句经文说这块石头将会成为一座大山。
And this verse says that the stone will become a great mountain.
那么这座大山是指耶稣基督再来时要在地上所设立的一个千年的国度。
And this great mountain refers to Jesus' millennial kingdom.
那么天国实现的时候除了神的审判，主耶稣也要在地上设立一个永恒的国度。
And besides the judgment, Jesus will also establish an eternal kingdom.
我们在2000年前的时候，主耶稣来到这个世界上，他把这个天国带来。
2000 years ago, when Jesus came to earth, he brought the kingdom of heaven.
那么在那个时候，天国就开始在地上渐渐的成长。
And from that time, the kingdom of heaven is continuously growing here on earth.
但是圣经说有一天这个天国要完完全全的实现。
But the Bible also teaches that at some point there will be the consummation of the kingdom of heaven.
那么那时神的审判将会临到这个世界上。
At that time, then the judgment of God will come to the earth.
世上所有的国度将要过去。
All the kingdoms of this earth will pass away.
神要在地上设立一个永恒的国度。
And God will establish an eternal kingdom.
由耶稣来做王。
With Jesus as king.
让我们用点点时间来思想今天的信息。
Let's use some time to meditate on today's message.
天国已经在我们的中间。
Kingdom of heaven is already among us.
而且渐渐的在成长。
And it's continuously growing.
但是有一天要完全的实现。
But one day it'll be the consummation of kingdom of heaven.
那么当这个天国实现的时候，神要带来审判。
And at the end, God will bring His judgment.
这个是最终的审判。
And this is the last judgment.
世界的国将要过去。
The kingdoms of the earth will pass away.
一切旧的要过去。
All the old will pass away.
神将会带来一个新天新地。
God will bring about a new heaven and a new earth.
你是否有准备好你的生命？
Have you prepared your life?
来等待这个天国的实现。
Awaiting for the consummation of the kingdom of heaven.
亲爱的父神，求你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
求你教导我们做一个警醒祷告的人。
Please help us to be watchful and prayerful.
等待天国来的来到。
Awaiting for the coming of kingdom of heaven.
主啊，求你坚固我们的信心。
Please strengthen our faith.
让我们做一个忠心的仆人。
So we may be faithful servants.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 请会众起立。
Please rise.